lie. I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll.
Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. She so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot.
I'm out there in the world, y'all. What's going on? How y'all doing out there, yo? It's your boy Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And this week, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the week's trending topics, all right? And the main reason why I wanted to do that because I had a guest scheduled for tonight, but she couldn't make it because she has the flu. Right, it's been a flu going around for a while now, and it's been a lot of people who've been catching it. So, you know, my heart goes out to those people that deal with those type of sicknesses and stuff like that whenever those things do happen, because, like I said, you know, you can never be too sure sometimes. You know, things just happen, and you know, far be it from me not to, you know. Even though, you know, I got a show, I got the business to run and all that, but we still understand that life's. And regardless of that, we got to make sure that the show keep rolling. And that's what we're going to do. So double shout out to her. Hopefully she gets better soon and everything get a crack. And we'll reschedule and get you back on. All right. So no worries with that. All right. So I also do this each and every week. Y'all know how we do, man. We like to give thanks. So we're giving thanks to all the people who download the audio version of this platform, right? Because, again, like I say each and every week, y'all the real MVPs, because y'all actually going out here listening to a brother, hearing the conversations, hearing the dialogue, and y'all digging it, and y'all download it. And I appreciate it, right? So I'm always going to give y'all thanks on each and every show. So no worries. Soon. And I mean soon, in the near future, we will be having live shows. So, you know, like I said, everything is a building process, and I'm down for that, right? I'm down for the grind. I'm down for what it takes to keep going and persevere, right? Because most people will look at what you got going on, and they'll count certain things. They'll look at certain things. They'll say, this ain't happening, that ain't happening. And you know, nah, man, I'm with it, yo. I'm with this whole grind. I'm with this whole hustle. I'm not even going front, like, This excites me, right? Because for my whole life, man, I've been hustling, right? And I've been finding a way to try to find a way to make it work. And I believe in myself at the same time. So, you know, in order to keep pushing. So I'm down for this, man. I'm down for this whole grind, this whole journalism thing, pushing the envelope, right? And not being afraid to just be myself. You know what I'm saying? So double shout out to all the people that download the audio version of this platform. Again, y'all are real MVPs, and I appreciate y'all. All right, back. So y'all know before we get started, I got to give a shout out to all the sponsors in the building. I want to give a shout out to Second Round in the building. Y'all know the vibes, man. When y'all see the link in the description, I want y'all to click on the link and I want y'all to get more information, right? Because Second Round does a lot more than what it does. You know what I'm saying? And I want y'all to get that information. All right. So check that out. Remember, always show love. Java Burn in the building. Java Burn is for all my coffee drinkers that need a little extra boost, a little step. Sometimes you use coffee as a pre-workout before you get to the gym. Drop your little bit of Java Burn in there and get it popping. So I want y'all to make sure that y'all check out Java Burn. The link will be in the description, right? I was telling y'all before about all the people out there that like to smell good, right? And if y'all like to smell good and y'all are into oils, right? Y'all into body oils. You're not so much into the alcohol version of perfume and cologne and all that because it irritates you, it breaks you out and all that. So We got something for y'all. Y'all know Aroma Ads in the building, and they got the oil sprays, the fragrance oil sprays in the building. The link will be in the description. Y'all go there. Y'all check the catalog out. From my understanding, they add new fragrances each and every week, and not only do they have the oils in the spray, you can get the dabs if you want or the roll-ons if you want, but they do have it in the spray, which is more convenient because you can spray the wrist, do the double, boom, 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 hit everything you need to hit, and keep it pushing. But they also have shower gels and lotions, right? Hand lotion in your favorite fragrance. And they have over 1,000 different fragrances, right? So you got to check them out, right? All right, back. And so Collective Wear got the new gear out as well, too. We got a new product, the Hen Duncan, the Himothy line, for all my brothers out there that really feel like you that guy. You know what I'm saying? You putting in that work. And again, the word perseverance come out. You persevering. You believing in yourself. You having confidence. You leading with confidence. So that's the brand for you. Y'all know what to do. Just hit me up, right? I want y'all to hit me up. Word and just holler at me, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's about. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna give y'all follow me on IG. Follow me on IG. You know, the links will be, a lot of these links will be in the description. But if you follow me on IG, check out my stories, it'll have links to the products and different things that y'all gotta just go click and go check out. You know what I'm saying? So let's do that. All right, we got a comment already. Let me see. The Rose Show in the building. Oh, word. Appreciate that, fam. Yeah, I had to step it up, you know. And that's part of what I was going to say, man. Like, I'm taking this thing seriously, right? And when you first get started, I want all the people who have a platform or who thinking about starting a platform to just understand this. When you first get started in this game, yo, you don't need to go out there and buy all the expensive equipment and all those things, right? Immediately. Because you just never know, right? You just got to keep pushing and keep going, right? Because at the end of the day, let's think about this, y'all. So often people put a whole lot of money into stuff, and then when it doesn't go a certain way, they feel like they wasted it or they wasted their money and all these other things, right? Hold on. I know my camera is bugging, but we're going to get that straight. No worries. But so whenever you're dealing with that, that's part of it, right? You gotta be a person that has to say to yourself, like, yo, you know, at this particular point in time, I need to make sure that this is something that I really want to do. And then you get started and you try a bunch of different things, right? And trying those different things, you just try to see what you could come up with. Just to get things started. Because that's the whole goal about this, is getting things started. So you don't always want to be the person that's looking at it from a perspective like, yo, I got to have all these things before I get started, and then you never start. Get started as you go, grow, build on it, add to, and just go, man. Because, you know, everything is a process, right? Everything is a process. And you got to be willing to go through the process. I know a lot of people ain't with that. You know, it's the microwave era now. You know, everything got to be right now, quick, fast, in a hurry. It got to be instant. And if it's not instant, then you know how people feel. They give up and they walk away. So double shout out to the Rose Show. I appreciate that. And yeah, man, we're just going to keep investing in the platform. We're going to keep growing. And hopefully y'all just take this journey with me. All right. So we get ready to get started into this, yo. So what I want y'all to do, y'all know the comments are wide open. Y'all go ahead and have a conversation with me, man. Let's do this, right? There's no need for me to, you know, to just feel like I know it all, but I want to bring some things to y'all. Like I do each and every week, I like to bring this information to y'all because I want to make sure that it's not things in our community that we're missing. And the community that I don't necessarily race bait, right? When I say community, I'm talking about those of us that are taxpaying citizens who are out here, who have a vision in life and who have a mission that always involves the next level. If you're one of them people, if you're a free thinking person, then you part of the community, you part of my community, and I'm always talking to you. So my audience, our audience is who we talk to, right? All right, back. Now, I'm going to start off with stuff a little light because, like I said, we got to. So, y'all know the fight took place this weekend, Javonte Davis against Lamont Roach. The reason why I wanted to bring this up is because You know, I love the whole sport of boxing, right? Like, I love that, right? And for those that don't know, I got a history of being in the ring as a ring announcer, right? In the state of North Carolina, yo, I was the licensed ring announcer, and yo, I called a lot of fights, professional fights, amateur fights, and MMA fights, right? So I was in the ring. I was in there calling the fights. I was the guy that introduced the people when they came out to the ring. I was the one that read whatever was going on at the end of the fight, whether a person got slept or whether a person made it to the final bell, whatever those scores was, that was me. I was the ring announcer. You know what I'm saying? So I just really don't get what happened this weekend, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I felt like it was a good fight. They both was giving, you know, really, really, you know, tough effort to get each other out of there, but they also was respecting each other. But Lamont Roach has something to prove. The only thing with fam taking the knee, I didn't know in boxing you could call a timeout when you want to, because a lot of boxers would have called a timeout. Because I've seen people where their mouthpiece came out and all that, and if it wasn't the ref stopping them, they had to keep on fighting. So I really don't understand how that happened. I don't understand how he was able to get the draw. I get the draw based on points. But if you get a knockdown, then, you know what I'm saying, then it can't be a majority draw, because with the knockdown, that means that, you know what I'm saying, that person got one up or and you got less, whatever round that was. So, yo, nah, I don't get it. I think something is going to happen in the boxing world where that might get overturned. I know they had a rematch clause, but you know, when it comes down to these rematches and stuff, they don't happen right away. Just like Bud Crawford and Errol Spence, they had a rematch clause as well too. But as you can see, that fight ain't happening, and both of them are moving up in weight to fight other people. Which, you know, Terrence Crawford at the end of the year, he got to go up there and jump out there, and he's facing Canelo, which is going to be a really crazy fight. And then on top of that, we don't know when Errol Spence getting back in the ring. He was supposed to be in the ring this year, the fight that he did have called, but that was canceled. So we don't know. But, you know, shout out to the boxing fans. Shout out to the boxing world. I know y'all was a little upset. I've been reading the comments. But I just wanted to talk about it from a different perspective, like business. Like, you know, whenever people say things like, yo, you know, this is rigged and that is rigged, a lot of people just really always saying, nah, no, it ain't. It's just the politics and this, that, and the third. Well, I don't know where the politics played in this one, because this one was really difficult. I don't really get it. My man, he should have took that. That was supposed to be an L for him. And I'm not saying that, you know, he didn't get knocked out and he didn't get dropped and all that other stuff. You know, it'll made for a good rematch. And if they do rematch, it's going to be great. But I don't know if they're going to be each other's next fight, so we'll just have to hang on and see what happens with that. But I wanted to talk about that a little bit, because I think in life, a lot of us deal with those type of moments in life, right, where you put forth your best effort, you do it in front of everybody, and it still doesn't work out in the way that you anticipate, but you put in the work. Right. And the evidence shows, and even the people around you, you know what I'm saying? They recognize that you put in that work. They recognize you're supposed to get whatever accolade come or whatever work that you put in. But, you know, of course, when the decisions are made, you just got to be a man about it, get out of your emotions and just deal with it and be able to move on and go to the next thing. So that whole ego and pride thing is a thing that most men have to deal with in life, period, y'all. And with that being said, you know, it's a such thing as trying to have emotional intelligence at the same time. Because, come on, y'all, let's be real. When you disappointed, you disappointed. And for most people, they be wanting to express the fact that they disappointed about some shit. But whenever you do as a man, they be like, yo, man, stop crying. Yo, that's just what it is. Be a man. Suck it up. All this other corny shit that people say when it comes down to you as a man expressing yourself, because you feel some type of way like, yo, this bothered you. This is not you going to walk around all day, every day complaining about the same thing. But we notice that people who don't necessarily complain about shit, but they talk about it every time you see them. It's like the Ja Rule and 50 beat. Like, we know that they've been having a beef for 1,000 years, but every time they get into an interview, well, not 50 Cent so much. I mean, they do bring it up mostly, but not as much But every time they get Ja in front of a camera, they talk about 50 Cent. It's like, yo, like, we know they don't like each other, but we don't care. Like, we like, yo, where the music at? Where the show at? What's going on? That's what y'all do. It's not our business why y'all don't like each other. Yo, let's just get to it. So it's like the same thing. But that's that. So let's talk about something else real quick, yo. I wanted to switch it up because, you know, I really, you know, this week has been another eye-opener. Right, for a lot of things. One of them was I've been listening to, like, a lot of the way people been responding to what happened at the White House the other day when the Ukrainian president came through and had a meeting with fam, and the way that it went, right? And, you know, the media was allowed to be in there to cover the conversation. And, of course, a lot of clips from the conversation went viral because of what was said. No. Not really what was said, but how it was said. Because we get it. When people don't like somebody, it don't matter what they say, they're going to always find something wrong with it. It don't matter. Because people don't like fam, they going to, no matter what he's saying or what he's doing, they don't care. They just going to find a reason not to like it because they don't like him. And that's how life go. Whenever somebody don't like you, they don't care if you're right. They don't care if you're helping them, but because they just don't like you and that's their feeling, that's the way they're going to take it. But I watched that, and to me, you know, the thing that stuck out to me, which it looked like why fam got upset, was whenever he said, yo, you know, you guys have nice oceans and you have beaches, but it's not going to be that much, you know, for long. And to me, as an American citizen, right? I'm looking at that like, yo, what you know, fam? Like, what you know that we don't know? Like, what are you saying? Because we understand with the last administration, all these people that was allowed to be in here, we don't know who these people was with or who they down with. We don't know none of that. All we know is it was mad people was allowed to be able to come into this country illegally and set up shop. A lot of sleeper cells and all these other things that they call it, just waiting on the word. But they over here in the cut, they chilling. They not in the way. It's going to take a lot for them to just go and find them, long as they don't get in no trouble and they lay low. But whenever they get the word, they're going to jump out the window. So what I'm trying to figure out is that what Zelensky know that we don't know? Like, what does he know for him to be able to make that statement so boldly? In front of the person that he's asking for help, he's asking for the American people to give him more money, give him more aid, allow him, you know, to be able to be protected. He's doing all these other things he's asking for, but yet he's saying shit like, yo, you know, you guys, you got to enjoy what you got now because it ain't going to stay there that long. Like, to me, that would have been what I would have been asking, like, yo, I'd have been asking fam, like, yo, what you mean by that? We understand what Trump was saying when he was like, yo, how you going to say that? You don't know what we're going to be dealing with. You don't know what we're going to have to face. You, who are you to say what we're going to deal with? I get that rhetoric, right? But I get that, right? Because that's an emotion of a man who bout that life. Like, what you saying? Like, you know me, I'll show people where they live at and tell you what I'm going to do. Like, yo, but he said that in the press. He didn't say that in a private meeting. He said that to Americans, like, through the press. Like, he's trying to tell us something. Like, yo, listen, I know something y'all don't know, right? I know something y'all don't know. And listen, you think everything is all love right now, but then y'all going to need help soon. And that's the part that got me really thinking about, yo, what fam know that we don't know? We already knew that one of the people that they sent over here to take him out during the campaign was Ukrainian. So, you know, think about that, you know? Fam done got billions and billions of dollars, and I don't understand why nobody don't ever ask him, like, yo, you getting all this money because of a war when y'all guys can really sit down at the table, politic it, and get that over with. Y'all don't need, they got peace agreements laid out on the table, fam. You could go ahead and stop this. You don't need to continue to to keep going down this lane like you're going, but you continue to do it. What about the people in America? Like, let's just say this. Y'all asking for billions and billions of dollars to help y'all keep fighting something that y'all shouldn't have done in the first place. It was agreements that was put in place for y'all not to jump into NATO's pocket. It was in there. Everybody agreed and y'all knew the vibe. Y'all knew that if y'all try something like that, what Putin was going to do, he don't got no choice. Fam don't want to do that, but he ain't got no choice. Now, all the people that's going to sit up here and say that about me, like, yo, he taking up for Putin and all that. I'm not. I ain't taking up for nobody in this particular scenario, because the people that get hurt in war be the regular people. They the ones that live in the area, like us. If some shit go off right now, if some type of nukes or something fly around, they gonna kill us. Look, whenever they talked about what was going on with 9/11, like remember this, y'all. Never forget this shit. They kept saying it was terrorists that came through and flew planes into buildings that could not fall with no plane hitting them. And we got common sense to know. It's been so many conspiracies and them talking about United States blew up their own buildings and all this other shit. But can y'all imagine, even if that's the case, right, how many of their own citizens they sacrifice to put us in a position to go to war? If it wasn't really like that, if it was some stage scenario just so they could go in there and steal something from them people, they start a war, but they sacrifice their own people. Look at how many people died in 9/11, yo. Like, that was in the vicinity of the towers in the World Trade Center. Think about how many first responders got all these health issues right now. But let's go past that. Let me not even go back that far. Let's stay right here. Yo, whenever you got a person coming from another country asking our country to help keep funding them to fight a war that they don't have to fight, but then when stuff happened in North Carolina with these storms and they had people out here that are still in need. Yo, we just got through dealing with whatever was going on with the wildfires out in California, but damn, we still ain't get shit right that was popping off in North Carolina from the storm, yo. And then they talk about FEMA ain't had no money, but they were sending money to the hotels in New York to house migrants. So I'm saying to y'all, man, like, listen, I don't know. I know all of y'all want to be upset because y'all want to think something is racist. I get it. I know y'all want to be upset because y'all out here thinking that at DEI got something to do with black and brown people. It don't got shit to do with black and brown people at all. We didn't benefit from DEI at all. Unless you was transgender, or unless you were, you know, like LGBTQ and all the other letters that go with it. If you wasn't that, then it didn't do nothing for you. At all. At all. The Democrat, look, we've been so loyal as a group of people to the Democratic Party all our lives. Why? Because a group of people ahead of us said that we was Democrats, and the people before them said that's who we were. So whenever we got of age, we just voted that way because that's what they said. They said the Democrats are for the people that are here, the working people, the poor people. And the Republicans was always for the rich. And I you know, as an adult, I should have made this correlation younger, because even as a child, I was always hustling, and I never wanted to be broke. I never wanted to be in a position where I was represented by the fact that I want to be broke. Right. So that I'm going to stick with a people or stick with a group of people that's supposed to represent the people who are the poorest in the country, or who has the least amount in the country, when they steal it. And they've been stealing from us. Right. OK. And then we take it a step further, man. When it comes down to it, all of the Democrats, they just voted against the bill to end men playing in women's sports. They do not care about women at all. You see all of these women out here that are screaming and yelling for the Democratic Party, black women screaming and yelling for the Democratic Party, like everything that Donald Trump do is wrong, everything Elon got going on is wrong, everything foul, everything is against them. They don't have no black men that they stand next to. We don't know. They not. They don't. None of this shit. that shows the strong leadership or the foundation of a nucleus of the man and woman together walking alongside of them. They don't. Right? They got a bunch of men and women on the Democratic Party that's sitting out here that really want women to be injured and beat up and not to achieve their greatness as women, because you want to allow men to be in women's sports. Like, why? The lame-ass men that want to be in women's sports, this is where they could get something that they couldn't get by playing against regular men, is corny. They lame as shit. I don't care. It has nothing to do with their sexual preference, their identity, or none of that other dumb shit. If you don't want to compete as a biological man when you're a biological man just so you can win something over women because you power, you know, you stronger than them and all this other shit, I know women out here like, no, there's some women strong and all that. I get all that. I'm not saying all that, right? You know what I mean? But what I'm saying to you is that, you know, this could stop all that shit, right? If there's a team that allows a biological man to be on a team to try to win something, then the women, they should be able to bring in a biological man to go against that man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't got to be part of the community or none of that other shit. He could be a straight, regular man, biological man. And if it's a weight class, as long as he meet the weight class, then they should bring somebody in to go against him or whoever they want to call themselves. That's what they should do. If y'all going to do all this, if y'all going to claim that y'all going to just defy the federal government and just do y'all own thing because y'all just want to continue to be opposite, that's it. What's the other reason why you can tell me common sense don't let y'all know that men should not be playing in women's sports? It don't matter what they call themselves. It don't matter because you wake up one day and you say that I don't want to be this no more, which means that that's automatic. You get in there and do this other shit. Like, it can't be. But and the fact that so many of us, you know, we just go along with stuff. We deal with stuff. And some people don't even care. You know how many people that say stuff like, yo, I ain't into politics, or so many people that want to have conversations about politics, but only to be opposite of each other. They only want to talk because they want to try to figure out they don't like what Elon and Trump is doing. People don't want to talk about politics from the how it could benefit your life. They want to talk about it from a perspective of, do you agree or disagree? Like, we don't care. Look, if we go to work and we don't do our job, they fire us. If we do not show up for work, we get fired. Why should the people that work for the government be any different? If they don't come to work, why should they continue to get a check? The check, the money is coming from us. Like, why should, look, most people go to work for a person or a company, right? For an employer each and every day. They go to work for those people. Those taxes that they take out, they take their money out before you get anything. Before you paying your bills, before you taking care of your children, before you put all these things out there as your main reason why you go work every day. They get their money first. So you work for a company, the government take their money from you first, and then that money is supposed to go so you can have different programs, benefits, and all these other things where you live. You want your school, you want your children to go to good schools, and I mean, that's a certain amount of funding I got to go to them schools, right? To bring a certain amount of teachers there, right? And then they want in the school a certain demographic of children because of less behavioral problems, right? This is all the kind of things that they look for when they talk about a good school and a good neighborhood. These are all the different things that they do. They look for. They won't just come out and say, yo, the reason why the ghetto schools get less funding is because they be out there wilding. They be fighting. They can't get quality teachers in there. A lot of people be going through most of the year off of substitute teachers because they be running their main teachers crazy out there and all this other dumb shit just because, right? And then these people don't have no opportunities. And the saddest part about it is that even when we're talking about schools, let's talk about schools for an example. Like, we looked it up and we saw that, yo, when it comes down to just the school system, period, when it comes globally, let's compare it globally. Let's not compare it to counties and states and all that other shit in the United States. Let's compare it globally. If you compare it globally, the reason why we the 40th, Now you got to kind of think about that. When it comes to education, basic education, we the 40th only, and all of these other countries are the first. And then when we think about it, right, How could that be where we pay the most money per pupil to be in a public school? The money that goes down to each school per pupil that's in the school, this is why they have districts and all this other stuff. It's a way to divvy out the money. They get money for schools and all this other stuff, and there's still children who can't eat. There are certain schools right now, it don't matter if you got money or not, there are grown men and women that are sitting in lunch lines at the end of those counters, at those registers, knowing that this kid is hungry, he don't have money or whatever, and they ain't letting them eat, or they won't have no type of system there where, you know, these children can eat. Now, I know a lot of people will say, well, yo, they'll take advantage of it. But so what? Is that not what our tax dollars is going for? Or should... The fact that they don't got money where they can feed children, there should be no child in public school having to pay for lunch regardless. Let's just leave it there. It don't matter how much money their parents make. Nobody should have to pay for lunch in school. Let's just be completely real. They got all that other extra shit that they want to buy if they want to buy it. They want concessions, snacks, all that extra stuff they want, then they could pay for that. But basic lunch, meal, menu, drink, juice, milk, whatever that come with that, they shouldn't be paying for that regardless, yo, at all. Not if we are not upset. Not if you got a bunch of black people up here screaming and hollering about what Elon and them finding, because we think that it's okay for somebody to go spend $29 million to find out if they could take a possum and put his head in a box with some fleas and see how he reacts to it. They doing research like that with our tax money, millions of dollars with our tax money. They sent billions of dollars to Ukraine. Now, how much money do you think it would take to rebuild Hawaii? How much money do you think it would retake, that it would take to rebuild Western North Carolina and get them people back on their feet and rebuild their homes? It was like $1 billion here, you know, a couple of hundred million here in these different areas that it would take to get everybody back on their feet, get them aid, get them food, allow them to get some of the benefits that they gave these people that came over here. You should be able to give those to the people who actually pay for the benefits that y'all sending out, right? All of these shit should be there, yo. Like, if that's the case, then we should not be upset about that. We should be upset that people in North Carolina still ain't get help. We should be upset that people in California lost everything and they don't have no way to rebuild, because the houses that they've been in there for mad long. They've been in there before them joints became $1 million homes. You know what I'm saying? They've been in there that long. And then now that they $1 million homes that, you know, based on property value, they getting like 40 grand or some shit like that from the relief that happened to their fires. How they going to rebuild a $1 million home off of 40 grand? What they getting? What kind of house they getting? Right? But we not upset about that. We not upset that as people. You know why? Because of the divide and conquer thing. Because we so divided. We so divided by race. We so divided by religion. We divided by height. We divided by whether you wear glasses or don't. Everything that we can use out here in this world to separate us, we do. We use it. Politics, another one. Especially politics. Now, if you don't believe in this, if you like this person, you ain't me. All this other dumb shit that we use to separate ourselves. And that's why we look like we do in certain situations, right? Because we just allow anybody to be anything. And then for us, we just feel like we're supposed to take it because somebody's supposed to give us some shit. Like, somebody's supposed to hand it to us. Like, yo, we just supposed to get it. And that's it. And it's corny, yo. It's so corny that we not upset about that. Everything that the Doge is finding that's fraudulent, that they've been spending money on and wilding out, y'all should be upset about that. Not upset because it's Elon. And this is the dumbest shit to me. Y'all up here talking about, yo, he got access to our social security numbers and all this other shit. When all of y'all got PayPal. Now, I was sitting here thinking, like, yo, how many millions of users in the United States got PayPal or who use PayPal? He owned PayPal. He got mad people information if he wanted to do something. But why do he need to take money from people who checks he could cash out of his personal account? Like, why? Why would he need to do that? Like, y'all bugging. Okay, so put it to you like this. It's a bunch of people that were stealing from us that got access to your information as well, that worked for the government, that had access to your information. How do y'all think that so many of y'all was getting identity theft? Y'all just think that it was just random somewhere? It was somebody selling y'all shit. Identity theft is a real thing. look, they talk about this in Atlanta. It's a big thing, and it's not just Atlanta. It's all the major cities about the scamming that go on, the credit card scamming and all this other shit, the checks, all of these other things. How are these people getting all y'all information? Yeah, I know they got little tricks. They got little things that they could do when people go to different restaurants scanning. You know, they got all these other little things. So you got to be careful. Now it's like, yo, if they get rid of cash, that's going to be corny, because really, when you go to all these other cities, you cannot pay with a debit card. You gotta leave your debit card pretty much home. You need to take a credit card, use that everywhere you go, because they're gonna be automatic on that. They're gonna get that paper back. And then that's that, you know, if it's some type of purchases that's not normal for you, they'll block it, stop it, call you and all that other shit. They're not doing that with your debit card. So you shouldn't even be traveling and using your debit card at all. Either use cash or use a credit card. That's just off top. And if you could just use cash, use cash. Like, yo, if you can, like, word, because you gotta protect yourself. But outside of those things, how y'all think y'all identity be getting stolen? It's people in the government that work for the government that's looking at y'all joints. These cats is selling y'all shit on the low. Come on. Like, what makes y'all think they not doing it? If there's people stealing from you automatically, like, if they already stealing and they getting away with it, what will make them not do more? How can people that who higher salary, they said that in the government, the highest paid people in the government is in the medical field, right? In the government. They average like 200 or some thousand, right? So not the senators, not the congressmen. They average six figures, don't get me wrong, and high six figures, but they not in the doubles like the 200s and all that other shit. But when you go look at them and then you go check their network, all of them is in the millions of dollars, like the doubles of millions of dollars. Some of them do have companies. Yes, they do. A lot of them don't. A lot of them, we the company. When you go to work every day, that's you the company. Whenever you the company, when you put you, that's who the company is. And not only do they take it out of your check, remember, we are the number one spenders. We the retail whores. We gonna be in them stores, yo. We gonna be on them Amazons, yo. We gonna spend that paper. Let somebody get extra money out of nowhere. Next thing you know, they got all kind of stuff flying in their house that they don't really need. But they got that stuff flying in. Why? Because they got it. It's sitting there. Because people don't want to invest. Like, if you really would want to invest, then you would go ahead and put your money somewhere where it could bring back some more friends. So you could spend the friends. And the same person that went out and got friends could keep staying out there and bringing back more friends. And you could keep spending the friends. But we don't think that way. We think just because we paid our bills up, this is extra, let's spend it. Not invest it. Not allow it to do more and bring more money to us. We won't do that. But at the end of the day, my point is this. They're going to continue to play in our face as long as we are a group of people that cannot do this one thing, and that's just come together. And we ain't got to agree on everything for us to agree on the basic essentials, right? We don't got to have the same basketball team and football team. We ain't got to like the same person politically. We just got to have the same views in mind. We just got to want the same thing. Do we want freedom? What do we want for our children and their future? Do we want our little girls having to grow up and be in locker rooms with men and or wanting to do a combat sport because they feel like they good enough to compete against women, but then they got to compete against a man, and then they got broken this and broken that? Because any other time, you wouldn't want your daughter to get beat up by no man, but you're going to just allow it because somebody that's going to say, yeah, I'm just going to allow it because I want to. Yo, you bugging. Like, nah, we got to do more than just think about ourselves. We got to think about the people we leaving behind us. And if that's the case, you know, we can't allow certain things to happen. We got to allow common sense. If you're born a biological man, look, my bad. Look, you got up this morning. You said you're not Tom no more. You are Tina. All right, cool. That's you. You look, you could call yourself whatever you want to call you. They ain't got nothing to do with what's a fact. What's a fact? You was born Tom. And if you born Tom, you don't need to be playing the sports with Sherry and Donna and all the rest of them. You need to be over there with the Tims and the Thomases and everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Not just because you woke up this morning and said, I'm going to do this, or because you changed your outfit. Right? You change your outfit. You put on skirts and all this other. Okay. Yo, fam, That's on you. No, we don't care. But because you dress up and you do all these things, it don't make you that. Listen, I could dress up like a whole lot of people and down to even getting the wigs like them. It's not going to make me them. It's not. I don't care who, what, it don't matter. It's not going to make me that, so whatever. But we got to continue to think about this too, because look, when I say come together, we got to do more, right? Because there's still parents out here who are fighting for justice for their children that were taken away from them unlawfully, right? I'm talking about unarmed children that were taken by the police, civil servants of all kinds of sorts are still out here, you know, doing different things. And look, it's not just a black issue. They killing and shooting white people as well, too. It's just that stuff don't get televised as much as it should, because that won't get everybody up in arms. They know that anything that is involved with being racial, they know that we can get us popping. Like, for example, we ain't heard from Black Lives Matter since George Floyd. They don't come outside unless something happened where it's racial. That ought to let us know that it wasn't like that, because if Black lives really matter, then that whole community, that whole foundation won't be just standing out here yelling and screaming at white people. If Black lives really matter, then they would be somewhere trying to find out economically how people could grow, right? How you could get those warehouses, how you could get this licensing in the marijuana business. They done locked you up for it all your life, your uncles and your aunts and everybody else. Why not? If it's legal, why y'all ain't into that space? Why y'all ain't into growing? Why y'all ain't into transportation of it? Oh, what? Why? You smoking it, so why wouldn't you be in that space? Because you can't afford the licensing, right? Right? How often do y'all go to certain towns and y'all see that the foreigners or the people who come from other places, they become U.S. citizens, and then they start running for local stuff? Like, they start going for local offices. And then now when they get into these local offices that's responsible for figuring out businesses coming in here, you wonder why they got so many of these businesses from these people that are not from here in these towns, is because they come in here and they do the thing. They like, yo, in America, listen, you could get this and you could go over there and do this. You just could do this and we could do this. And they do that and they get together and they come over here and they execute the plan. They get over here, they chill for a little while, they work, then they get their people over here. Once their people get enough of them, get over here. I seen this, and this is no slight to the Indian people, but I want to say this about India, because India got some of the highest tariffs on U.S. products that's being sold in India. Yet all of the Indians, they be over here and they be over here deep, and they be getting their citizenships quick. They be coming through with that paper. But let me say this to you. I seen them, and it's no different than the Mexican brothers and sisters that are over here too, because I see them, it be a Mexican restaurant, and then outside in the parking lot, they'll allow Mexican food truck. Like, I don't know if anything is being sold differently in between a few steps. But they do that. And it's the same thing with the Indian people. Like, from India, like, yo, it could be a bunch of different Indian restaurants in an area. And then right there across the street, somewhere really close, it's an Indian food truck. And there's people out there supporting the food truck. And there's people in the restaurants, too. It's like, yo, they don't worry about it. It's not competition to them. We've been here all our lives and we don't have. It's very seldom you go to certain states, you might find, you know, in a strip mall, you might find a strip mall that got a few of us, our businesses in a row. But we don't duplicate that. We don't run that and copy and just rinse and wash, rinse and repeat that in other places. We have nowhere for our products to go. We have nowhere. We haven't created a marketing scenario, especially with social media. If they paying people on social media, do you know how a group of 10 friends can get together, create content, and they can help each other make money on social media like right now? But you cannot get 10 people to come together and look at a person and say, yo, we can help get each other money just by creating content. They got all kind of AI software where you can take words in the words, they can type in the words that you want and it'll create the video for you. They use stock video, they use all these other things. Even when it comes down to, you know, having voiceovers and it's all kind of ways you can do content, right? To get information out or to be funny or to do whatever. And everybody can help each other. A good 10 people, if they would just share, like, comment, and on each other's stuff each and every day, and then share it in a group, especially in Facebook. Facebook got thousands of different groups that people are interested in the same thing. If you get with these, if your 10 people will be out there and they can hustle and work, all of y'all could be getting a check from social media right now. I would say this for myself, like with all the people that I have filming and all of these different things, or even people I've had on this platform, do you know that if the parent, just think about this, for all the guests that's been on my platform alone, the way that I clip the shows up, I give them reels, they got a whole show, they got Spotify, they got all of these different outlets, they got fan base, they got Twitter, they are all on all of the platforms, even if they are not. Now imagine if all the guests that have been on my show, if they got issues with anything, I'm talking about if they've been on my show because they want the word to get out about something, if they have a business, imagine if they shared the content as much as I share the content for them. Now, imagine if they did it too, and everybody that's been on the show, all of their products, all the things that they do, it ain't gonna do nothing but bring more awareness to them. Even if they not sharing my other guests' stuff, it don't matter. Just share your own. If you share your own, it's still gonna lead them back to the one place, sparking conversation, and then people are gonna check out other things that are going on. It's gonna bring more back to you, and then eventually, it's gonna trickle right down to you because you put in the work. That's what I'm saying. It's so many different avenues that we can help each other make money, but we won't come to the table for that. We'll come to the table for a funeral. We'll come together for a fight party. We'll come together for a bum-ass holiday and then be lying to each other. We'll come together for everything but something that could help the ex person get to the next level. We'll do everything but that. And that's another thing that I'm saying. Like, look, We know that the government was talking about these borders, securing these borders. Why? Because they was tired of fentanyl coming through the joint. From the north and the south, fentanyl. Fentanyl killer people. Fentanyl, even though they done got the border down, it hasn't stopped the flow of fentanyl. It stopped the flow of people coming in and out of here, but it ain't stopped the flow of fentanyl. Fentanyl is still finding its way up in here some type of way. Fentanyl is still finding its way in here in the form of pills. Now, my thing, it's like, look at how many drug addicts that we have in our United States. Now, I understand that there are people that are doing different drugs for different reasons. Life may be life, and to the point where they try to escape and they resort to drugs for that. Some people start off as recreational. They just like to have fun and they like to get high or do whatever they like to do. And people introduce them to different drugs and then they get connected like that. Some people become drug addicts based off of having an injury, some type of pain, and the doctor prescribed them some of the strongest shit ever to help them deal with the pain. Next thing you know, they using that even when they're not in pain anymore, right? So we know there's a bunch of different reasons why. And we know when it comes down to the legal way, there are a lot of people who, you know, once it runs a certain course, you can't get no more. So what they do, they resort to the streets. And when they resort to the streets to get it, anything could be in the shit that they're getting from the streets. And we find it out. Fentanyl is one of the things that they're using because it's so high potency and all these other things. And people are still dying from fentanyl. And to me, it seemed like the drug dealers know what we want if they're risking it enough to want to bring it. So I'm trying to figure out, well, damn, is there anything that we could do to help the people that are getting high stop getting high off of pills? Like, what can we do that? What kind of intervention that could come that could help that? Versus, because it's all about supply and demand. As long as there are people out here looking for something, a person going to sell it and try to make the paper. But people not selling things that people don't want. It's like, you don't see nobody standing out here selling CD players anymore, do you? You remember back in the 90s, you a crackhead gonna show up with a CD player. You a DVD player, CD, Blu-ray, remember all that? Yo, now you don't, it's supply and demand. There's nobody standing out there looking for it no more, so there's nobody checking for it. It's the same thing. If nobody's checking for it, then word. Like, we got to be the people to say, yo, all we got to do is figure out a way. And I'm not saying it like it's easy, because when people are addicted, they're addicted. But just understand, yo, they using addiction to control us, y'all. Our addictions is what's being used to control us each and every day. Each and every day. There are people who are addicted to attention. and nothing feeds their attention more than social media, right? There are people who are addicted to being included in things. They feel like there's something wrong with their life if they're not included in shit. And they don't even realize a lot of times when you're not included, that be God working on your behalf. You don't need to be in every circle and everywhere. I had to learn that for myself. I had a trip scheduled for myself, and I was supposed to go, and I had all these things worked out. And at one point, I didn't think I was going to be able to go, and then it worked out for me to go. And then the day before, my flights was canceled, all of them. And you can imagine trying to get a flight to fly out the next day after your flights was canceled. And then when your flights get canceled, it's not like they send the money right back to you right away. You got a 5-day waiting period or some dumb shit for your money to come back. So then with all of that, and then on top of that, you got to try to get new tickets and all that. So you know that's a big inconvenience. But for a lot of times, I looking at it a certain way, it was like, yo, but you see how all these planes be dropping out of the sky? You know, and the airline that I was booked on was one of the main airlines that had issues, you know, that this past weekend. So, you know, sometimes we got to figure it out. Like, you know, we got to allow the universe to work too. A lot of times we thinking about some shit, but for the most part, our addictions, like what we're addicted to is what people can use to control us each and every time. And if we could find ways to control our impulses and what we allow to ourselves to be addicted to, then we can pretty much take control of our lives in a way where we can deal with anything that comes along. But long as people are addicted to something, they can be controlled. If you're addicted to money, you can be controlled. I mean, let's face it. Depending on what your addiction is, you can be controlled. You know, some people are addicted to food. Food controls you. It calls you when you sleep. It wakes you up. And now your back is the size of your front room wall, right? But it's because you are addicted. It's not because, you know, some people say, yo, they got thyroid problems and stuff like that. And I respect that too, because some people do got things going on with them, right? And it might cause you to be a certain way, but it doesn't, the what you eat and what you put in your body and how you exercise, that's on you, and I get it. Some people say, yo, there's people with thyroid problems that do all that, and they still don't lose no weight. All right, my bad. I ain't judging you. I'm saying there's a lot of people out here who are obese, and it's because they just is lazy and they addicted. So we just got to be those group of people that can understand that we can control our addictions, we can control our lives, and move forward. Because, you know, whenever it comes down to this world that we live in right now, y'all, we always got to have our guard up, no matter what. Just simply going to the grocery store, you got to have your guard up. You got to pay attention to your surroundings. You can't have your face in your phone all the time. You got to pay attention because you just don't know what other people's motives are, and it's always ready to be ready and then to have to get ready. It's always better in that sense. Right. And we want to do it because let's think about this. So before we get out of here, I want to end on this because look, man, shout out to Gene Hackman. I mean, a lot of people who may know him from a whole bunch of different movies back in the day, a bunch of comedies, a bunch of serious movies, westerns and all these other things. Right. But Gene Hackman, you know, it's just weird to me, man, all the things that he was talking about and things that he was saying about what was going on in Hollywood and, you know, for him, his wife, and his dog to be dead, that's crazy. And then they supposedly can't tell the reason why none of them are dead, even the dog. So, yo, I don't know. And he's been saying for years about Hollywood and all these different things and how they control you and how they send people to handle you when you don't do things that they want you to do, or if you got things and you own certain things because you've been smart and they want it. They want to take it from you. They use different tactics to do these things to get things from you. And then when they can't, ultimately, they know the last straw is to, you know what I'm saying? To do that last little thing, sing you on your last dance. But at the end of the day, they're trying to say that it was suicide. But I don't know how they got the dog. Well, I mean, it just depends on whatever they use. I don't know. They still talking about it. They still got autopsies going out. But I just want y'all to pay attention. That's why I say pay attention to your surroundings, right? Whenever it comes down to it, the least amount that we stick together, they could do anything they want to us. And Gene Hatton was out here popping all that shit, talk not in a bad way, but he was telling people, like, yo, this is what's going on in Hollywood. Like, don't get it twisted. This ain't all what you think it is. Yeah, everybody wants to be famous, but when you get out here, this is, things happen. And this happened. So to all my aspiring actors and actresses, whatever the politically correct term for that is, yo, independent. Create your own scripts. Get with your own group of actors. Y'all get some cameras. Y'all help each other. Like, listen, tripods. If y'all got to film it yourselves, if y'all got to do your own audio, whatever you got to do, you know what I'm saying? Yo, get out here and create. Like, don't wait. Don't be running to Hollywood. Stop, you know, taking your talents to everywhere else. If it's about money, work together because, you know, people are making money on social media every day. Just by posting dumb shit. Some people post pictures of their pets and they making money. Remember the squirrel shit that happened, you know, my man, the squirrel, I forgot his name, but you remember my man, squirrels, raccoons, all kind of shit out here. And the squirrels was getting him paper and they came out there, grabbed the squirrel, euthanized the squirrel. But remember that, yo, like, so people are making money off of all kind of stuff and you guys got all this talent and shit and y'all just allowing it to go to waste because you don't believe in yourself or you don't believe it could happen to you. And a group of y'all could get together and create a bunch of different movies and get out here, get on some of these streaming platforms, go get y'all a bag, go get y'all a check, right? And stop waiting because Hollywood is, it's about to be a dub for them, yo. I'm sorry. In so many different ways. And then look, they're trying to find ways to replace y'all anyway. They're using all this different type of digital animation and recreation, and they're just paying for your likeness. Some people, they just going to license your likeness. You ain't even going to be on set. They just going to call you like, yo, we got this movie. This is what it's about. We want to license your likeness in this movie as a thing. We're going to pay you this. And boom, you just chill. Sit at the crib. And we're going to... You know, that's going to come soon. Hollywood going to be faking everybody out. So in order to get the real and the authentic, we're going to have to create our own Hollywood. Just not, it just can't be one, you know? So we got to find a way around that. And so, before I go, I wanted to make sure I give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to 13 Tacos and Taps. I got to give a shout out to them. If you guys are ever in the Raleigh area and you are looking for a place to go that got some amazing Mexican food, it's a Mexican fusion food. It's so dope. This is the card. I don't know if you guys can see it. 13 Tacos and Taps. I want y'all to go check them out. The chef is a chef and owner, David and Marilyn. Marilyn, they're a couple. They're the owners and they chefs. They both chefs. And they're very nice people. They come out and greet the people. They come check on, make sure your food is proper. I had the birria tacos. They was banging. I had the strawberry margarita. That drink was banging. It had more margarita than strawberry in it, but it was banging. And I'm telling y'all got to go check them out. So if you ever in the Raleigh area and you in the mood for some amazing Mexican fusion food and you want to try something fly, and I'm telling y'all without no hesitation, and y'all ain't got to worry about whether it's going to be good or not, 13 Tacos and Taps, Raleigh, North Carolina. Y'all make sure y'all check them out. All right, Pat. So before we get out of here, I want to make sure that y'all all know that, you know, the Sparking Conversation platform, we are a platform of the people. If you yourself, you got a story, you got an interesting, unique story, and you want to get on, and you want to give up here, and you want to talk to me, and you want to talk to the people, then you know what you got to do. You got to be able to hit me up, right? You can either hit me up on IG, follow me on IG at Rod1Rod1. Right? And yo, you can definitely get with me there, or you can hit me up at sparkingconversation@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject line guest, and then just in the body, just tell me a little bit about what you want to come on here and talk about, because I don't want to have conversations with everybody. Not in a way like, you know, a judgy way. I'm just saying, like, you know, I want to have conversations with people that are interesting, that have an interesting story, especially that the people that watching can get something from. I don't want to just talk to people just because you say you do something and it's really just your hobby and you're not really into it. You just want to, you know, be seen and be heard. There's other places for that. You can create your own platform, but spark a conversation. If you got something, just put in the body. Let me know what you want to talk about a little bit. I'll get right back to you, and then we'll see if we can schedule it in and make it shake. All right. Other than that, man, this has been fun. It's always great each and every week to come up here and chop it up with y'all. I hope with the information that I give out, some of y'all do some research if that's part of what you do. If not, I hope y'all all be safe out there. I hope y'all pay attention. You know, just because you don't pay attention to something don't mean it ain't paying attention to you. Just be mindful that, you know, life is what we make it, y'all. And that's a corny old cliche, but it's so real. Life is what we make it. If you're going to continue to do the same routine each and every day, right? You're not going to look through yourself and find your purpose. You're not going to see if your gifts and talents can bring you any extra. If you're not going to learn about investing, if you're not going to do certain things to try to help get yourself out of the rat race and be prepared for what's coming and the change that's coming, at least find ways, right, that you can link with other like-minded people and at least try to help in a way where it could trickle back down to you, right? Because I'm telling y'all, man, life is not about separation. It's about togetherness. It's not about being a monolith. It's about everybody being in a position that they could pull from each other in the sense that they don't have to pull from each other. That's powerful, right? When you're around a bunch of people that you can pull from, but you don't have to. That shit crazy. That's what we're looking at. That's the life that we on, and we on it. So, a couple of things I want y'all to be on the lookout. We got new content coming. We got new skits coming. We got new films coming. The whole nine, we ain't stopping. We started the year off just focusing on the platform. But don't fret. I got more coming. Make sure y'all stay connected with me. I still got skits and stuff floating around out there. We still sharing them on the daily. So make sure y'all stay with me on Facebook. Y'all know y'all can catch me there. You can catch me on Twitter. You can catch me everywhere. All you got to do is type in the hashtag Raw1 and any of these platforms, and you'll find me. All right? So thank y'all so much for joining me tonight, all of y'all that did. Thank y'all for all the people that's going to watch the playback. And thank y'all for all the people with the comments. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all for sure. And until next week, don't forget, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. All right? So we back at y'all next week, man. Y'all stay tuned. Keep it locked. Next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, your boy is back in the building. And until then, peace.